Yo, what's up? It's your boy D Starks. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Different Podcast, where we talk everything faith, life, and culture. This week's episode is a special one, and here's why. Previously, most of our Friday episodes have really just been an extension of the conversations that we have every single Wednesday, and they've been spontaneous and filled with a lot of engaging segments that we've tried to add for you all over the course of time, and we have really enjoyed it, and we've loved how you all become a big part of the conversation that we have every week. And we're really looking to keep that same spirit and sentiment alive with everything that we do going forward. But there is an exciting change that's starting now. Our Friday episodes are going to be exclusive to our Patreon community. And if you haven't signed up, this is definitely your chance to do so. On top of the community that we already are building in terms of the group chats that we'll have, the live calls, and Bible studies, we're also going to have this episode available for you all each and every week. We're still going to be releasing this episode every Friday for free to you all, but it's just going to be a 5 to 10 minute preview of the full episode that's going to be available on Patreon. So if our conversation is just about life, what God has been teaching us, and everything in between has resonated with you and you've loved it, joining Patreon is just going to allow you to go deeper with us to experience that. So if you want to sign up, it's going to be patreon.com/justdifferentpod. And that's going to be linked in the description below. But without further ado, let's get into this episode. I am extremely excited for this. This is by far one of my favorite conversations that I've ever recorded. And the title of this episode is a little deceiving because I don't actually want you to quit your job, nor is it anything that I'm doing myself, but there is definitely a deeper message and sentiment behind it that has been wrecking me, because God definitely cares about our work, what we put our hands to, and the job that we have, but he just doesn't want that to get in the way of us understanding our primary occupation, which is to make disciples of all nations and be a student of him. And so that's what I really get into in this particular episode that I created. It's just kind of reminding ourselves of what we were really created to do and not becoming our assignment, and getting so wrapped up in what we're called to do for God that we're forgetting why we're doing it. So I genuinely enjoyed this, and I hope y'all love it as well. But one thing that I did want to talk about that I've just recently come across that's been wrecking me is the fact that I believe God has really been calling me to quit my job. And I don't mean that in the traditional way that you may think, in terms of actually physically quitting my 9 to 5 or what I do Monday through Friday, but just really understanding more than ever what my true occupation is and what he's called me to do. Even when it comes to the podcast and my creative endeavors, it's realigning myself to where my identity lies and what the true assignment is. And I was listening to Ty Tribbett actually on the Breakfast Club yesterday, and he had said something that just struck me straight in the heart. He said, you have to be wary and careful that you don't become your assignment. And I was like, yo, he spit, because that's exactly what I feel I've done in terms of the thing that God's called me to do is the very thing that has taken his place on the throne, right? It's become the idol, it's become the end all be all of my life and the condition of my peace, my happiness, my joy, how I feel about myself is completely tied to the assignment that I have and not the God that I serve. And so I've been having to just unravel all of this and try and like really pierce my heart and like fix it and just get it aligned and pure and like just kill this raggedy flesh type of thing. And so that's one thing that God's been showing me. So to just expound on that point, I saw another clip actually, and this was crazy, y'all. I saw this clip on YouTube from a podcast, and this podcast has like less than 1,000 subscribers, but they got Hovi on there. For those who don't know, Hovi is a CHH artist. He makes music. He's amazing. And basically one thing that he was saying was that God had called him to be a fisher of men, not a fisher of streams, success, and accolades. And one thing that God had told him to do was like quit having music be your primary occupation. I was like, I thought that was super profound. Like, he kind of began to expound on it, basically saying that we have to stop making our calling the primary occupation of our life. Like, the assignment that God has given us in a particular season or a moment in time, that we can't allow that to be the end all be all for what we think we're called to do. And he was saying that because our primary occupation is to be a disciple and missionary for the gospel. And that's our occupation. And everything else is just an expression of that. So like, our call, the highest call that we can do, is to be students of Jesus in his life and every word that he spoke. And then from that, share that with everyone that we come in contact with. And whatever our assignment is or the gift that we have, it's just an expression of that core occupation, if that makes sense, right? So for Hovi, it's like, he's...
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The disciple, and he's a missionary, and an expression of that, a branch of that, is him making music, and that ultimately adds to his sole purpose of making disciples of all nations. And I was like, oh my goodness, it just wrecked me, because even with the podcast, I feel that's exact, like, the exact opposite happened for me. Like, I identified with, oh, like, I'm a podcaster, but I wasn't as in tune and in touch with the fact that I was just a son of God. I was called to be a disciple that spreads his message, and being a public speaker, being a communicator, being a podcaster, being a media personality, it's just an extension of that. Like, my foundation wasn't set on him, it was set on what I could do. And as it was set on what I could do, I completely lost sight of why I did what I did. So it all became about, well, I just want to get this many followers, this many subscribers, this much money. But it was never about, how can I impact souls? How many people can I bring into the kingdom? And that's why I think it's important for us to quit our job. We can identify so much with, well, like, you know, I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be an accountant. I'm going to be a creative. I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to be an influencer. But it's like, does anybody want to be a disciple anymore? You know, it's like, does anyone want to serve God, or is it all about our own selfish ambition? And I think that's what God is calling me to, and I know he's calling everyone else to. It's like a genuine godly ambition that everything I do points to him. From him, to him, and through him are all things. And I want that to be a testament of my life as well. And so, nothing that I touch, no environment I go into or relationship that I build is independent of the mission. And that's him being the center of it all. And one thing that I put in my notes the other day that kind of related to all of this is the fact that we surrender too much to our gifts. Our gifts are amazing servants, but inadequate masters. Your gift can't guide you, but God can. And I think sometimes we get it twisted. We think our gift is the one that's going to lead us into the places that we need to go, or that which is going to actually satisfy us and bring us joy or bring us ultimate peace in this life. And that's not it at all. It's the quite opposite, and it's such a snare. So if you want to get full access to the rest of this episode, you can sign up to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/justdifferentpod. It's going to be linked in the description below, along with getting access to our community, the calls that we have, and Bible studies that are going to be taking place there. So I love you all so much. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and we'll see y'all next week. Stay you, stay real, and stay humble. Much love.